Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go! Yeah! Monday, Hockman and Crowder, and we're going to call this a very intimate show. This is like a rock band who, you know, does a one-off at a nightclub. You know, they finish playing the arena, and then they go do a couple songs at a nightclub for some special guests. Well, no 790 today. We're only on 560, so it's a very intimate Monday show.
I got you. Okay, when you say intimate, I thought I had to put on my good draws.
No, not intimate. Like, we're not going to get down to lovemaking. I meant intimate, like, small. I'm not whispering sweet nothings.
Because I have a drawer of good draws and a drawer of bad draws. I didn't know which one I had to go to today.
Yeah, stick with the bad draws for me. So we've got a loaded potato for you on this Monday. And I'm watching the Heat game at the same time. Do you have the Heat game on where you are, or you do not have a TV where you are?
You've seen my setup. There's no TV. Make it happen.
You need like a little watchman. So I'm watching the Heat game. Heat game. Heat are playing the Raptors. And so Solana, what is the situation? Because we did this last time. There was an afternoon game. So we'll talk about the Heat game here on Saturday in a second. Raptors are beating the Heat 18-17 right now. Make that 20-17 right now. But if people want to listen to the Heat game, they can listen on 790 The Ticket. Correct.
Correct.
And if they want to stream it, you can't, right? It's not on radio.com, correct?
Unfortunately, the button I pressed last week is not working. So, yeah, right now it is not streaming on 790 The Ticket through the radio.com app.
All right. So if you want to stream the Heat game, I can't help you. But if you want to listen to it, you listen on 790 AM, 790 The Ticket, or 104.3 FM HD2. And then Crowder and I have you covered here on 560 WQAM, The Joe, and 96.5 FM HDQ, and on the radio.com stream. We're good with that. There have been some big opt-outs this weekend, none bigger than Hurricane Isaias, who opted out of the hurricane season at the last minute. Hey, I didn't know that the rim shot came here to 560. I'm glad it showed up. I wrote that joke down like I was doing a monologue. Like I wrote that joke this morning, and then I have it as I'm doing a monologue. Hey, a lot of opt-outs this weekend. None bigger than Hurricane Isaias opted out of the hurricane season. Good night, everybody.
I'm done. I'm done with the first segment.
How many times do we... How many times do... And I listen, I'm not complaining, but how many times do we go through this hurricane stuff where nothing... I mean, I literally, and I'm north of you, and Boca for a while there was like on the bullseye, and literally did not get a drop of rain. A drop of rain! Yeah. Nothing! It was unbelievable. I'm not complaining, though. Not complaining.
Oh, no. Me and the kids were in the pool all day yesterday. Yeah. Like, we'll wait till the rain comes and get out. Yeah, it's right. About 8 hours of pool time.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. So, anyway, knock on wood. It didn't affect us, and we appreciate Julie Durda for everything she did last week, getting everybody prepared, and Yeah, it was a blessing that you know you forget. Yeah. You know, sometimes a pain in the butt because you're getting all prepared and whatnot, but you also forget what a pain in the butt it is to live without electricity for a while, which is all. I don't care how small it is, we always lose our electricity here, and so I'm happy that it didn't come.
I got my case of water. Publix was stupid on Saturday as well. Like people were still panicking, but it's funny because one of the Publix workers said they were like, right now, I think there's nothing else to do but panic because the quarantines. You're like, this is crazy. I was like, yes, ma'am, this is wild. But, yeah, you got to get ready even if old Isaiah saw the spike and said, no, I'm not going by y'all. Let me head up north.
I do find it more enjoyable, though, when they schedule the hurricanes on the weekends. Just makes it easier, you know, running around during the week and, you know.
When you say they... Who are you speaking of?
Oh, the government and Bill Gates.
You rolling today, Hawk. You rolling.
Thank
baby.
You. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Heat looked great on Saturday. This Bam Adebayo is a force, man. That dude is. He is a legit all-star. The Panthers. That's right. Say, he's got the culture.
I got to apologize to Myers and Ellie because Myers went off in that fourth quarter.
Myers didn't play.
Wrong white guy.
Not Myers. What's the boy's name?
Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly. Oh, yeah.
You know what white guys look alike?
I don't know if I can go that direction because the other way you get in trouble. Kelly Olynyk went crazy in the fourth quarter.
He did. Yeah. Myers Leonard coincidentally stood for the national anthem and then didn't play. Huh.
Yeah.
I wonder how that happened. Spo. he's a big supporter of BLM. And like, I have no issue with anyone choosing to stand for the national anthem. I really don't.
No. Stand, Neil. Do whatever you want to. Yeah. You know what? This is the other way, where if you don't want people to criticize the Kaepernick movement, don't criticize standards. If you don't want to criticize kneelers, don't criticize them. Mm-hmm. Don't criticize anybody, what they do. And we've said this 100 times, Hawk, and I believe it. If it hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. An irrelevant time of every sporting event. The national anthem is an irrelevant time of a sporting event. So whatever you want to do, do it. I don't give a damn.
The only thing I take issue with is when people convolute what the kneeling is about. The issue that I take is when someone says, oh, they're kneeling because they're disrespecting the flag or they're disrespecting the troops. That's when I say, no, you don't understand it. But if somebody wants to stand, I have no problem with that whatsoever. So I know that who's that guy in Orlando? He tore his ACL. Terrible turn of events.
The Florida State guy, Jonathan Isaac.
Oh, I didn't know he went to FSU. Yeah, I mean, he stood for the anthem. I got no problem for that. I honestly, like, that is a that's the beauty of America, by the way. Yes. That is the beauty of America.
And if you want to say that kneeling is disrespecting the military, then standing is disrespecting black people. If you want to convolute the message.
Right.
If you stand, you don't believe Black Lives Matter. If you stand. See, now it's going the other way. Now it doesn't make sense. Just like saying that kneeling is disrespecting the military. It's the same concept.
Yep. Totally agree. So there you go. But I don't know why Spo didn't play Myers Leonard. Do you think it's because he stood Solana?
Yeah. I mean, there must be a big conspiracy in the Miami Heat locker room.
I mean, Myers Leonard, there's very few games that he gets 0 minutes. Very few.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't typically play too many, but yeah, 0 minutes, Jay Crowder starting, first and foremost, that was kind of a head-scratcher, but he started again today, so this might be just the way Spo wants to play.
Yeah,
no,
I'm just teasing. And then the Panthers panthered on Saturday. We kind of know what happens come playoff time, even if they make the playoffs or if they're coming close to making the playoffs. Bobrovsky looked good, though. That was nice. Bobrovsky looked good. They had no offense, but Bobrovsky looked good in goals.
So, yeah. Oh, Bob made ESPN top 10.
Oh, did he? He had some good saves. Yeah.
He had some. Like two of his saves made top 10. I was proud of him. Then they got their ass whooped.
Yeah. Let's get ourselves some headlines because Safid Dean is going to join us. Brian Flores, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. He spoke to the media today, so Safin can let us know what he had to say. We do have a loaded potato for you. So in the 3 o'clock hour, Dave Scheinen from the Washington Post, he's their national Major League Baseball writer. He's going to join us. 3:30 today, by the way, Derek Jeter and Don Mattingly and Mike Hill are all going to address the media, Marlins front office and manager. And 4 o'clock hour today, George Richards, he covers the Panthers for Florida Hockey Now. Talk some Panthers with him. Do a Searing Pain movie review with Jay Figg today. Got a lot to get to. Let's quickly get some headlines here in the 2 o'clock hour.
So I do want to update you on the Heat, but I'm watching a live stream, and I'm sure it's maybe 2 or 3 minutes behind. So I have Heat Raptors tied right now.
It is 25-23 Toronto right now.
25-23. That's what I have. The Heat actually play again. They'll play tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. versus the Boston Celtics. And then we'll have the Florida Panthers playing tomorrow, 12 noon, as Hawk just said.
I got to ask you, because you said you have the Heat tied, and then I said it's 25-23, and then you said that's what I have.
Yeah, same score.
I just have one follow-up, counselor, and then I'll let you move on. did you have it tied, or did you have what I had?
Well, I had Goran on a fast break. Didn't know he would pass it out to Kelly O, who ended up missing the three. So, I mean, I had it tied, essentially, but then Goran passed it out. So, yeah, we have the same score.
That didn't make any sense, what you just said. Now it's tied, though, 25-25.
Yeah, we have it. Same, we're on the same page here. Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody gets it right, we're okay. I'm going with you, Hawk. I'm gonna ride the Hawk train on this one.
And really, if no one gets it right, we're okay too. That's more par for the course. What are we gonna do? I guess I'll respond to all these texters that want to know why Jim Rome is on the 790 stream.
You got that? You want to handle it?
Yeah. I'll handle that.
Okay. Great. Let's continue with headlines then. The Marlins, their first game back after a week-long hiatus due to all the COVID-19 positives, will be tomorrow.
Someone wants to know if Jim Rome on the 790 stream is part of your bag of bits.
Got him,
that would be a great bag of bits.
You got him.
You never know what Solana's going to fire up on the stream.
They'll play tomorrow versus Baltimore, 7:35 p.m. And then Wednesday, they'll play a doubleheader versus the Orioles that starts at 5 p.m.
Is that going to be a seven-inning doubleheader?
Yeah, it's one of the new rules for this 60-game shortened season. Doubleheaders, both games, 7 innings.
My guess is there's going to be enough cancellations during this Major League Baseball season that the final week of the season, teams are going to be playing 9-game, 1-inning, 9-headers. Marlins are about 9 games short of the 60-game schedule. They are playing 9 1-inning games starting at 2.
They're going to have to, man.
Right? Like, why the hell not?
I think it's 20-something games now have been canceled. Come on, MLB. I heard Tim Kirchen on one of the shows this weekend, and he was saying that there's no – just like you said, there's no chance every team plays 60 games, they're going to go with winning percentage. He was like, they have to. They have to go.
But there would still
percentage.
Have to be a minimum number played, right?
Yeah. Because
it couldn't – because the Marlins right now have very good winning
12.
Percentage.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
You're 12
that doesn't
and
seem
two.
Very fair. Yeah.
I have the Heat 27-26 losing to the Raptors right now, by the way, Hawk.
The Heat are losing, yes, 27-26 to the Raptors.
Great. Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, he spoke to the media earlier this morning at 10 a.m. We'll have Safid Dean of the South Florida Sun Sentinel coming up next to discuss that.
All right.
Finally, guys, The Rock. He's part of a group that agreed to purchase the XFL for around $15 million.
Yeah, we'll get into this later. I don't have enough time now, but we'll get into this later. Just start thinking about what's your worst purchase ever.
Yeah.
Honestly, start thinking about, but I'm talking about big purchases. Doesn't have to be a $15 million purchase that The Rock just made, but start thinking about your worst big purchase ever because that's what The Rock just did.
Yes.
Let's get to
anything else, Solana?
Yeah, let's get to weather. Since I'm streaming the game on my phone, I can't open up the weather app, so I'm just going to turn my head here. I'm going to look outside. It is pouring in El Portal, so as far as I can see, it is pouring rain in Miami. That
I can tell you it's raining in Boca Raton as well.
That beautiful, is your weather.
Beautiful in Davie.
We'll go around the room, and everybody will tell you know how it is. So it's nice in Davie?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Kids are outside playing. I think my son's fishing. Yeah, we got some nice weather.
Well, let's check in with Dan Day. He's also in El Portal, but maybe he sees something different. Dan?
Dan Day, not in the studio.
Oh, all right. Where'd you banish him to?
He's in the dungeon.
All right.
He's in the bowels.
That's where someone gets banished. Pretty much, if you end up in a dungeon, it's because you've been banished. You never go to a dungeon willingly. It's because you've been banished.
Yeah. What about Dan Day, though? He might just...
He goes willingly. Cool. He goes willingly.
Staycation. Yeah. Let me do a staycation this weekend.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got a twerk game.
What?
I don't have the biggest booty, but I can move it.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right. Heat game is in halftime right now. And I don't know what the score is. What's the score at half, Solana? Do you know?
Yeah, the Raptors lead by 2, 47-45.
All right. I was watching the Bucks game yesterday, and I cannot hear Giannis Antetokounmpo hit a shot anymore without hearing Eric Reed in my head yell Antetokounmpo or whatever he yells.
Antetokounmpo for three.
Antetokounmpo. I kept hearing that. I kept hearing Antetokounmpo.
I so did too, great. Man.
Heat trail by 4, by the way. 48-44. My bad.
All right. So what is this? This is the second game. They look good Saturday. Panthers, yeah. We started talking about at the beginning of the show. They did what the Panthers do. So the Panthers have game 2 tomorrow at noon, by the way. Here's the, you know, people are texting in. I'm trying to respond to people. So today we're not on 790 The Ticket until the Heat postgame show is over, and then they'll pick up our show. So the simulcast the next few days doesn't really exist. It's choppy. So if you're listening to us right now on 560 WQAM or 96.5 HD2, tomorrow at this time, if you want to hear us, you're going to need to listen to us on 790 The Ticket, because 560 tomorrow will be in the Panthers game. Same thing on Wednesday, because the Panthers games are at noon Tuesday and Wednesday. So they should be finishing up right about now, and then they'll go into the postgame show. So again, I don't know how I can make this any more clear. We put it out on the 560 Twitter and 790 Twitter and 560 Instagram, 790 Instagram. But when the Heat are playing, you listen to us on 560. If you want to hear us, if you want to hear the game, you listen to the game. The Heat are playing right now, so 790 is on the Heat game. By the way, the stream, because of NBA regulations, the stream is not playing the Heat game. It's not on the radio.com 790 stream. But tomorrow, if you want to listen to me and Crowder, you will do so on 790 The Ticket. All right? And we'll remind you via social media tomorrow as we get around to it. Safed Dean mentioned... Yes, and Crowder will retweet it.
But, Hawk, it's like when you play with your wife, hide and go get it around the house. You got to find it. You got to go find her. Come find us.
Hide and go get it.
You don't play that game? Where the kids leave, and you got the guest room, you got the couch, you got the master, you just got to figure out where she's at.
Trust me, if I was hiding, she ain't never coming to look. I'll tell you that right now.
Guest room. Hiding till
Hello. Be laying on top of her. Hello, right here.
Man, Hawk. How many years did you say? 21? You've been there 21 years,
like
right?
23 years.
23 years. Yeah, I don't look forward to this.
Oh, brother, the stories I could tell you.
I've heard some of them. They're pretty fun.
Nobody's really listening to us today, right? We're only on 560. Let me lay a couple lessons on you fellas out there.
Woo! Come on, win it.
Oh, God. What about you, Solana? Thinking about marriage yet?
No shot.
What do you mean? When you say no shot, you just like, you don't think you ever want to get married ever? Or you're just not right now, too young?
Well, definitely not right now. This is actually weird you say that. My sister got engaged over the weekend. So,
mazel for her.
Yeah, so now my brother is about to get married. His wedding is coming up. My sister now engaged to be married. So, I mean, now the pressure's on me, and I've never felt more uncomfortable in my entire life.
Don't you think it would be off you, though, a little bit? Because the family can focus on your sister right now. So I actually feel like you bought a year or two.
Oh, with my family, for sure. My family really never had any intentions of me getting married anyways. Now the pressure is coming from another source.
Oh, from your girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Now, how old are you? You're 25, 26?
We're both 26 years old.
Both 26. And how long have you been dating?
I don't know. Maybe a couple years.
Yeah.
You're not ready to get married. You don't.
But she's going to turn up the heat right now. She's going to turn up the heat.
Oh, she already did. Yeah. I mean, it's getting uncomfortable.
But nothing's wrong. I'll say from the girlfriend side, I can't help you because that's your relationship and us knowing how you treat her on anniversaries, I don't know if your marriage will work out anyway. But on you take her to what? You took her to the gym in the meat kitchen last anniversary. Yeah, it's just,
Morrison's.
You're not good.
Look at Morrison's cafeteria. Here's a bucket of mac and cheese. Have fun.
But Solana, from the family side, like everybody has that one loser brother that never gets married and doesn't really, you know, add anything to the family reunions. Like you can be that. Take pride in it.
You're that guy.
Well, no, it was my brother. Like that was the role my brother Daniel was playing so well. And he really did a great job filling that role. But now he found his future wife. And now I guess I've fallen into that role. And that's not me though. Like I'm the outgoing guy. I'm the one at all the family cookouts. You know, I provide the entertainment. You guys know. I mean, I don't have to tell you guys. So I mean,
you bring the bag of bits, you know, to family events as well. Right. I thought it was just for the show.
But now, like, I'm falling into that role of the loser child, the loser brother who might not get married.
And it's weird, but it's weird because you can have a great job. You can have, you know, finance, you can be set, but if you're single and everybody else is married, you feel like the loser. I was there. It's weird.
Yeah, it's a strange strange phenomenon, but when did I get married? I guess I got married at 27, so I was probably engaged right about now, Solana. And you got married before I did, Crowder, right? Were you younger?
No, I'm 36.
You had kids younger than I did. We waited a while.
That's what it is. I got married after you, but we had kids. As soon as I got married, we had Lil Chan, and y'all waited a couple years.
Yeah, we waited like 7 or 8 years. So yeah, you're in that sweet spot, Solana. It's 26 years old, been dating the girl for a couple years. You're in that sweet spot. We'll keep an eye on this and circle back. Everyone know.
Solana,
let everyone know. What's
now
going
you
want
to circle back?
I got an idea, Solana. You can test her. Disappear for 2 days. For real. Like, disappear. Like, don't pick your phone up. Go out one night. Go out on a Friday night and call her Sunday afternoon.
How would that go?
Not too good. I got to be honest. Not too good. Yeah.
That's how you see how much she really loves you. Because if she can overlook you disappearing for 48 hours, she'll overlook a lot in your marriage. You got to try her. You got to test her.
Which is not a bad thing.
You
should be looking for the woman that doesn't call you in a couple days.
Yes.
Oh, you were gone a couple days? Oh. All right. And then you note that. You go, okay, noted. That's good news right there. Because you don't want to be the guy that has to call every hour and a half. That. And I know guys like that. That's misery.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm that guy. Like, we have a pretty trustworthy relationship. But I might try that, actually, Crowder. That's not the worst idea you've ever given me. That's not the worst advice.
All my advice is awesome. But, with this, like,
questionable.
Yeah, I tried to slide that in and keep moving, but I see y'all wanted to stop.
Didn't
work. I'm telling you, you the thing is, the toughest part of marriage is turmoil. People love the honeymoon. Yeah, the honeymoon's great. Y'all spend a bunch of money. You're having a lot of action. You're eating great food, drinking. That's fun. Get in a Wednesday afternoon when the kids are screaming, the dog just pooped on the ground, the roof has a crack in it. Yeah, you need to see turmoil to see if you really love somebody.
Yeah, talk to Dan Day.
All right.
He lives. He is turmoil.
He embraces turmoil. He loves it. All right, we got to take a break. We got sidetracked there, but we'll keep an eye on Solana and his impending nuptials. All right, 3 o'clock hour. We have a loaded potato for you. The entire show loaded potato. 3 o'clock hour, especially, though. Come back with the 3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
La vaca, the cow, survives the milking. I don't think an almond does. I think an almond, once you milk it, that's it.
And it's probably sad.
It gotta be sad.
Hawk and Crowder.
There we go. Kicking off the 3 o'clock hour. The Hawkman and Crowder program. Miami Heat are playing. They're down 10 to Toronto right now. They're down 12 to Toronto right now. And I think that'll be who? Fred VanVleet going to the line for Toronto? We love him.
Don't love him right now. Hell.
He has a chance for an and one. We have a lot of stuff to get to today. I haven't even gotten to Tom Brady's birthday and the way that we're celebrating. Maybe I could do that real quick here. Solana, before we get to headlines, can I jam these in real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so it's Tom Brady's birthday. Who gives a bleep? But it gives us an opportunity to celebrate the way we see fit, which is screw Tom Brady and praise our own Channing Crowder. So hey. For Tom Brady's birthday, what do you get someone who has everything? Well, we found something. Here's Channing Crowder picking off the Tom Brady to seal a victory for the Dolphins. What do you have it on, radio or TV here?
I have them on both. What do you guys want? You
all right, let's hear the radio call.
Cameron Wake on the field now, the pass rushing specialist. Going after him, got him! Oh, he got the football for the pickoff! Channing Crowder with an interception at the 38-yard line, and this football game is all but over! The Miami Dolphins have come from a 14-point deficit to beat the New England Patriots. 22-21 here at Landshark Stadium.
Happy birthday, Jerky. And here is the TV call of that same moment.
42 seconds. Brady has to get away, and he's intercepted. And Crowder falls to the ground to seal it for Miami.
Yeah. There you go. How about
cream
that?
Rises to the top, baby. Cream rises to the top.
Dollar bill, y'all.
That was it.
With authority. How old is he? How old? 43. Boy, that dude is aging better than I am. Tom Brady, 43 years old.
He doesn't need strawberries or coffee. Come on, man.
I know. He eats like pebbles or something.
Yeah,
like,
he's not enjoying his life.
Kendrick Nunn is 25 years old today. None better. Right, Solana?
None better.
Who's Dram?
Dram, he's an R&B rapper.
He's 32. Nope. You heard of him, Crowder?
I've never heard of him, but R&B rapper, that doesn't make sense.
That's an R&B rapper, yeah.
All right. Well, you got to remember, Solana's a hip-hop head. Remember this huge night?
Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry, Solana. Never mind, R&B rapper, you're right.
Will Muschamp, your favorite, is 49.
Hey,
Martha Stewart is 79. Did you see her thirsty picture the other day?
Her thirsty picture with her
in
the pool with a look. What they call it, a thirst trap, whatever it's called.
Tell you what, for 79 years old, she didn't look that bad.
Oh, bro, Martha can get it. Martha done been locked up too. We can talk. Yeah, boy.
She's a freak.
Martha got something.
Martin Sheen,
you said it.
Martin Sheen is 80 today. I tweeted out my Mount Rushmore of Martin Sheen movies earlier. I'll get to it later if we have time. Tony Bennett is 94 today. But the big birthday, obviously, Tom Brady, 43. You heard our present to him, which is a the opportunity to relive the moment Crowder intercepted him. So what else do we have? We have one more thing, Crowder. This is a montage. What? We figured as long as we play those highlights, we would do a montage of all of Crowder's interceptions?
No, not of all of Crowder's interceptions. That would only be one highlight.
I knew it couldn't be a whole segment praising me. I knew something was coming.
No, what are we having? Damn it, my personality flaw showed up again. I had a flare-up. What do we have here, Solana?
This is how we celebrate every year on the anniversary of Crowder intercepting Tom Brady.
But it's not the anniversary of it. Yeah, it's Tom Brady's birthday.
It's still worth playing, I think. It's still worth playing.
Okay, but it's not the anniversary of Crowder's interception of Tom Brady.
No, it's not, but I think it's still worth playing.
I think that's right. December 9th. Is the anniversary. Right. Yeah.
I have it on my calendar. It's a recurring moment on my calendar.
And all it's right, funny, it's like, it's like a week after my birthday, so I always remember it. It's real weird.
Double
real
celebration. Weird. All right, fire it off, Solana.
Cameron Wake on the field now, the pass rushing specialist. Going after him, got him! Oh, he got the football, but he picked off! Channing Crowder with an interception at the 38-yard line. And this football game is all but over. The Miami Dolphins have come from a 14-point deficit to beat the New England Patriots 22-21 here at Landshark Stadium.
Yeah, it is a montage of all his interceptions.
Well, I guess so. Yeah. What do you know?
I don't understand. It's exactly what I said it was. Why don't you let me handle the humor from now on, Solana? You're H-blocking me. You're humor-blocking me.
He is.
I knew what I was setting up there, jackass. No, that's not what it is. This is what we play on Crowder's anniversary of the interception. Why are you H-blocking me?
I have a problem where I say no before I say any other word. I'm starting to figure this out.
Don't do that.
But so like Hawk's saying, where if you can't get a girl, now you're going to stop everybody else from getting a girl. You don't have punchlines. So now you're going to stop. You're going to stop Hawk's punchlines?
Dude's H-blocking me.
I've got punchlines, man. You're way off on that.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Finally, guys, Yoplait is selling a new line of yogurt.
It's Yoplait. Are you joking? It's Yoplait. You don't know how to pronounce Yoplait yogurt?
Yoplait is selling a new line of yogurt.
Get to weather, jackass.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, the Heat have the lead. 92-89, all the Raptors. That was a little too quick. Siakam just hit a three. 92-92. Do you have culture in backwards?
In French?
Sure,
cold. 92-92, Heat and Raptors. Someone had texted in that we should just watch the Heat game on our show today and just respond to it. Like, just watch the game and... That'd be a fun way, I think, for some people to listen, right? They would watch it on TV. By the way, I should mention Dr. Chuck Metzger usually joins us on Mondays with a COVID-19 update, but he is on vacation this week, well-deserved vacation, so he's not going to be on with us. But we will have George Richards in the... Kyle Lowry just got poked in the eye.
He always complaining. Don't believe nothing Kyle Lowry does.
We'll have George Richards on in the 4 o'clock hour, talk some Florida Panthers, and we'll keep you updated on everything that's going on with the Heat game. Refs are going to check this out. They're going to check. He does have a strange gait, doesn't he?
We've talked about this before. That damn Kyle Lowry is built like a woman, a fine woman, too.
He's got those bow legs.
The bow legs, and he got his little booty coming off that little waist.
I was like, man.
You know, whatever you want to say about me, I done looked at Kyle. Kyle like, damn, Kyle, look at you.
Well, we'll keep you updated on what's going on with the E game. How much for a lap dance? What? That's Kyle Lowry.
I text y'all, hey, bro, y'all seen Kyle Lowry? Yeah, yeah, he balling. I ain't talking about that. Y'all seeing him? Seeing him? Yeah, man. Kyle got something.
The Rock. Speaking about gotten something, The Rock's got the XFL. I found this to be such a startlingly funny story this morning. So The Rock is part of a group that purchased the XFL for $15 million. They went out of business. They had the one season again. Went bankrupt because of COVID, but I think there was more to it than just COVID. And Vince McMahon decided, you know, all right, we're just folding it. And essentially all the assets, the name and whatever assets may remain, were sold at bankruptcy. And it was Dwayne The Rock Johnson's group that has purchased the XFL. And they plan to fire it up as a league again. And, you know, more power to them. But I said this earlier, I consider this to be a terrible purchase. We've all made terrible purchases in our lifetime. Where, and again, for The Rock, he's got hundreds of millions of dollars, I would assume. $15 million doesn't mean anything. But regardless, nobody ever feels good about a bad purchase. I don't care how much money you have or what the purchase was. I know what yours is, right? It's your Gator skin car?
Yes. $60,000. That's your worst purchase ever?
How much?
Oh, by far. It was I spent somewhere around $70,000 on a car I drove once a month.
$70,000 because he wanted the car decked out in real Gator skin because he had just gone pro and he played for the Florida Gators. And so for the Gators, you had to buy real Gators.
Had to buy 11 Caymans from California, get them killed, skinned, and tanned. But then think about how dumb this is. I'm calling myself dumb. I've told you that was a 1983 Monte Carlo SS. The reason I wanted an 83 because I was born in 83. I could have gotten.
Oh, so there was real thought put into it. Like this car was going to mean a whole bunch. You thought you were deep.
Yes, I thought I was for Mel Kiper, top 20, $8 million guaranteed, first round money. This was the kid from Atlanta that ate cube steaks and corn for dinner his entire high school life. And now he has $8 million coming to him. This was a dumb decision. But I could have gotten an 85 Monte Carlo SS for half the price that I spent on the 83. But I wanted an 83 because it's as old as me. 20-year-old Crowder was a damn idiot. I'll tell you that much right now. I don't know how much smarter 37-year-old Crowder is, but I know he's smarter than 20-year-old Crowder.
Everybody makes, you know, decisions or purchases that they wish they had. Do you have any, Solana? Can you think of anything that you've bought that you regret? I mean, you're still young, so.
Yeah, I mean, nothing on that scale. I bought a pair of Yeezys before Kanye went to Adidas, so these were Nike Yeezys. Bought them on eBay, $450.
Woo!
They were fake. They were fake.
Oh, so, well, everybody regrets getting ripped off, though. Like, you got ripped off. But, had you bought them, you may not have regretted it, right?
No, I mean, if they were legit, I probably would have been a steal at the time. But still, $450. I was in college. I was a freshman in college. Like, all the money I had saved up in my summer job went towards that, and they were fake. I still have them in my room. I've never worn them.
Why didn't you wear them?
I don't wear fake shoes, bro. Come on.
I'm just saying, could you trick people?
I'll send you guys a picture. They're good enough to where if it's nighttime and you're not a sneakerhead, you would never know. You'd be like, oh, nice shoes. But once you put them to your face, you hold them, you'll see like the linings all messed up.
You could write in Sharpie Yeezy on a pair of New Balances and fool me. Like, I couldn't tell the difference between anything.
Because, Solana, I tell you, bro, in college, we used to get the $50 change from the middle little kiosk at the mall. But at 2 a.m. in the club, those little cubic zirconiums look like diamonds, right. And you're a baller. Right. Like, I was going to say, man, don't just give up on something fake. It might work.
Nah, they look more like snowshoes now than anything. They're way too big on me. Like, the entire experience was terrible. Never buying anything off eBay again.
I believe that The Rock will one day tell a story about the XFL the way Crowder does about his Gator car. There's just no chance. How many times can the XFL try? Like, there's just no chance. Like, you own a league, that's fine. Like, that's cool, but there's no way.
But let's give the people, because we talked about this off air, and I think you're 100% correct. R2 conspiracy theories, and I think you're on point, because I thought it was a tax write-off. The Rock made $100 million last year. He owes the government $15 million. Hey, let me put $5 million into this league. It's going to fold, and it can write off against my gains and losses. But you corrected me, and I think yours makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, he's sticking it to Vince McMahon, right? I mean, Vince McMahon runs WWE, always has, as a mafia boss, right? When you work for Vince, you know who the boss is. And now Vince twice has tried to create this XFL and put hundreds of millions of dollars into it and has gone bankrupt with it. And so The Rock swooped in and went, yeah, I'll take it. Hey, look at me, Vince. I own your league. And that's it. I mean, like, now he's got it. That's a pretty cool baller move.
I was going to say, and Hulk, and I love it so much because if you think about it, XFL doesn't have to work for 15 years. All The Rock has to do is make it run for it 2 years, and he's bettered Vince McMahon.
Yep.
I did your league better than you could, Vince. Oh, I think you're a lot closer than people, when I first heard it, you're closer than I think a lot of people want to give it credit for.
When we redid our bathroom, our master bathroom in the house, this was a few years ago, I put in one of those Scarface tubs. It's not as big as the Scarface tub where he's smoking the cigar, but I put in a nice corner tub, a TV in the bathroom, you know, a tub with all the jets, it contours to the body, right? It's got an electronic control pad or whatever. The only thing, you want to talk about, you know, purchases, large purchases that you regret. The only thing I didn't really take into account is I don't take baths. Now, I thought that I would start taking a bath every now and then with a cigar, you know, and a funky Buddha, and you know, because I put in the nice tub. Nah, I don't really like taking a bath.
How many times have you used it?
Honestly, in like 3 years, I have five baths, maybe. I don't know.
Did you do it right with the bubbles and the TV? Pelican fly. Did you do it right?
There's a flat screen on the wall, and it's got the remote control pad for the bathtub itself. It's got all different kinds of settings, different jets. I went all out for this bathtub. And good for resale value, I guess. But yeah, I don't think who's got time to take a bath? I'm not Scarface.
I'm telling you. I don't know if you do it, Hawk, but every time that my wife talks me into getting in our tub, the second I sit down, I want to get out. I'm like, I need to get out. I feel like butt wipe soup. Like, why am I in this hot water sitting around?
It's just not for. And then, you know, I kind of thought, because we've got a hot tub out by the pool, I'm like, oh, it almost like an indoor hot tub. But then I forgot. No, you don't just leave the water in there and sit in it whenever. Yeah. Like you got to run the bath. You got that's my XFL purchase.
Are you going to invite friends?
XFL. Right.
Invite friends into the master to come to the tub?
That's the thing, right. It's not that big. Like, that was the mistake I made. I thought I would have meetings in there like Scarface. I thought Elvira would be walking in while I was talking with Manolo about the show. And then what I realized is, no, I just jammed a too big tub into the bathroom. And I can't do that. It would be very odd to have Manolo sitting on a toilet while, Elvira is doing cocaine.
I know you're Manolo, so you've been in the tub four times. Jim DeJoseph's been in there, what, 12? Dr. Chuck, 15. Like, what are we talking about here?
I go, hey, Chuck, you want to bet some games today? Come on over. I'm in the bath. You just walk in the house, and we'll talk about the games we want to play. Ridiculous. Well,
you're going to lose friends, man. You're going to lose friends.
All right. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Mount Rushmore of cracks. Did you see Lizzo at the Lakers game?
Hawk and Crowder.
Alana says in the last segment when we were talking with George Richards that I made the best sound he's ever heard me make. That I asked George. So is my question in there, or is it just the sound?
You'll hear the back end of George just finishing up his question and then your sound.
It's George's question?
I'm sorry, George's
answer.
George's answer. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so listen for my sound.
So I've decided to go writing a lot.
George Richards, again, he covers the Panthers right. Better than everyone. It's a delightful sound. I'd like to hear it again. I don't know if it was worth as much time as you spent cutting it up and explaining it to me, but it was fine.
Bro, him, who was that, Jessica Blaylock? This is exciting.
That's exciting.
It's way better than that one.
All right. Well, you take your victories where you get them, I guess. I don't know. All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We're going to have our listeners from 790 The Ticket join us. We've just learned.
No.
Jay Figg will come on. She's got a searing pain movie review. Safid Dean covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He will talk some Dolphins with us. All right. So are you sure that they're going to be with us, you think, in the 6 o'clock hour? The 5 o'clock hour?
Now he's just showing out.
I know. He got a little something. I don't think it was that great, though, to be quite honest.
It's pretty good.
I mean, he sold it to us. What? How did he sell it to us during the break?
Oh, bro, the greatest noise I've ever heard you say in your entire life, bro. It was something like that.
I mean, it's just a giggle. Play the whole clip again.
So I've decided to go writing a lot.
George Richards, again, he covers the Panthers better than
it's
everyone.
It's funnier when you hear it with the whole thing rather than isolated.
So I've decided to go writing a lot.
George Richards, again, he covers the Panthers better than everyone.
Greatest noise in the history of time, bro. Greatest sound ever, bro.
I mean, Solana did tell us they couldn't overturn a call in the NBA today unless there's inconclusive evidence. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You nailed it!
Hawk and Crowder.
It's Figgy.
Cinema. J. Fig knows it.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I fall for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me, because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know, I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Rhodes, where we're going, we don't need... Rose.
Biggie Fresh.
The f***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies. All right, 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, courtesy of our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. You heard the old open there for Jay Figg, Jen Figueroa popping in. Hello, Jen.
Hey, guys, I missed you.
Hey, Jen, we missed you.
Hey, guys.
So we have a different thing that we did on Friday on this show. We didn't give Jen movies to review. We actually had her and Dono and Dan Day. Dono, by the way, tried to connect for this segment, and his computer wasn't working well, so we jettisoned him. He opted out. He's opted out of today's show. But Jen Figueroa is here. We're going to give her movies to watch tonight. Obviously, there's a whole bunch that went on today in the world of sports. The Heat lost. The Marlins are back on the field tomorrow. And Derek Jeter had a press conference today. We covered that extensively. You can use the radio.com rewind feature if you'd like to go and listen. But on Friday, we had Crowder, Dono, Jay Figg, Solana, Dan Day, and myself. We all made a prediction Islanders or Panthers, Heat or Nuggets. That was the Saturday games we were looking ahead to. And then everyone gave a total on what they thought the total score would be for the Heat-Nuggets game. And I said, I put my own money up, and I said, if anyone gets both games right, they're picking without the spread, get both games right, and you get the total score within 10, over or under, I'll give you $100 out of my own pocket. Crowder, you picked the Islanders and the Heat. You had yes. both games. Oh. And your total was 192.
I believe the
total. Yeah, what was the total? 235, Solana, I think?
Yeah, 235. Yeah,
235. So, Crowder, you got both games, but you did not get the total, so you do not get the 100.
What happened to culture?
Dono did the Panthers and the Nuggets. So Dono got both games wrong right off the bat. And so what he guessed didn't even matter. Jay Fig, you had the Heat. That was a winner. But you had the Panthers. That was a loser. So you were out. Solana, you had the Islanders. Winner. Heat, winner. Your total was 214. So close, but no $100 for you.
Man, Solana.
Dan Day, no. You had the Islanders. Winner, Nuggets, loser, and your total didn't matter at that point. I had the Islanders, winner, Nuggets, loser, so my total didn't matter, although my total came within 10 because my total was 226. But there you go. So nobody gets the $100. So should we roll it over to next week? Or
yes.
No, I'm not rolling it over. Get out of here.
200. 200.
Rolling it over. The hell with 200.
That. 200.
So we haven't spoken with Jay Fig about movies because on Friday we did our predictions for the weekend, but today we'll get back into movies. But again, her most recent movie that she watched was Zapped with Willie Ames and Scott Baio. So that's the most recent post that you have on your Instagram account?
Correct.
All right, so you can check it out, Jay Fig Radio. She normally posts a movie review every show, but she hasn't posted one since Friday. But you could see her review of Zapped, Jay Fig Radio on Instagram. So today is Martin Sheen's birthday. You familiar with Martin Sheen?
Martin Sheen?
Charlie's daddy.
Okay, yes. Yes.
I just love the fact. I like asking if she's familiar with Martin Sheen because I'm pretty sure she's not. She might recognize him.
I was
she's
about
seen him.
To say Charlie Sheen, but.
But I like yes. the fact that she's our movie expert that's never heard of Martin Sheen. But that to me is funny. He's 80 years old today. I tweeted out this morning my Mount Rushmore of Martin Sheen movies. I had Apocalypse Now, The Departed, Gettysburg, and The Amazing Spider-Man. And I'm sure you've seen The Amazing Spider-Man, right? He was Uncle Ben in that.
You know, I have not seen it. I've seen every
really?
Spider-Man besides that what? One. But I have seen
I
The
Departed.
I love
that Spider-Man. You've seen
I
The
know,
Departed?
I wanted to see it, yes.
Departed.
That's an excellent
good.
Movie.
That's
well,
a
then
top
I'm gonna,
all time.
I'm going to no, assign really you good. The Amazing Spider-Man then. I can't believe you haven't seen that. I love that movie.
I know. I love
Who's
Spider-Man
that one
too.
With, Solana? The Amazing Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire,
no.
yeah. No,
he
what?
He's not in it. It's Andrew Garfield.
Oh, it's the other one. Oh,
yes. Yeah, yeah. Andrew Garfield's better at it than Tobey Maguire,
oh,
I think. This
stop
one's
it.
Really good.
Stop
no, it. Yeah, I think he is.
Stop. And I loved Andrew Garfield. He was great. He was a great Spider-Man.
He's,
better than Tobey.
He's forgettable. Andrew
no,
Garfield's
I think he's better at it. And
no,
oh,
God,
do
he
I
has
love
no chin.
Emma Stone? Emma Stone is in it. I love her.
He looked like a little sucker fish. He ain't got no chin. I don't like him. I don't like him.
I thought he was excellent in it. And I happen to believe Martin Sheen was excellent in this movie as well.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you the 2012 Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. Crowder, what are you going to give Fig?
Since we're doing Martin Sheen, I'm pretty sure you haven't seen Apocalypse Now. It's a good movie. That's one of my
great
favorites
movie, yeah.
from Martin Sheen. It is a real good movie, war movie. But it's one I'm going to do it different this day, Fig, because it's a movie I watched the trailer, and I am intrigued by it. So I'm going to watch it with you if you choose this one. The Girl Who Lives Down the Lane. It was a 1976 movie. If you watch the trailer, it's a mystery. It's a damn basement in the house. A girl lives by herself. She's 12. The girl is a young Jodie Foster. And something's in this damn basement that nobody knows what it is. I haven't seen it yet, so I want to watch this movie. So we can watch The Girl Who Lives Down the Lane. J-Fig, we can watch it together if you choose it.
Interesting.
I've never even heard of it, but he was looking at Martin Sheen movies, so that's
yes,
a good one.
Yes.
Somebody texts in, by the way, with my predictions and the money. Hawk is such a gambling addict that he turned himself into a casino. Yeah, that's exactly what I did. Hey, on Fridays, I turned myself into a casino.
And text her, I'm going to hit the house in the head one of these weeks. Trust me.
So am I, you know?
Solana, what are you going to give Jay Figg to watch tonight?
So this is weird because I just figured out that Martin Sheen and John Voight are two different people. So I'm currently...
You know what? I can't argue that.
They look similar.
They look so similar.
I'm going to pass. Dande, go ahead, and I'll have one
Why
in 30
are you
seconds.
Pass? Okay.
Why? What were you going to suggest?
National Treasure.
Oh, if you're going Voight, you got to go Anaconda.
You don't have to do a Martin Sheen movie.
No,
I didn't make
that a requirement today. No, I want to
play
Dan
Day, Dan. I didn't make that a rule. Dan, what are you giving Jay Figg for tonight?
Daniel?
No Dan?
Yeah, Dan's here. I don't know.
Turn his
Did
mic
you turn on,
Solana.
His microphone?
Is that better? Is that better?
There we go.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
I've been in the dungeon all day. What do you expect?
I know, but you were there by choice.
I know. It was kind of neat down there. People left. Oh, man.
What are you giving Figgy for tonight?
In fear of Lynn calling me up again, because last time I gave you this movie, Figgy, Lynn immediately called me and said, are you proud of what you do? But this is my all-time favorite Martin Sheen movie. I love this movie so much. Apocalypse Now.
Yes.
It really is. It's a tough movie to watch. But
bro, it's a great movie.
It'll take you on a trip. I mean, it's kind of like being in the dungeon.
All right, there you go. Apocalypse Now from Dan Day. What have you come up with, Solana?
I didn't even know Martin Sheen was in this. Gandhi. I love Gandhi.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
You ain't watched no damn Gandhi.
I don't think you watched it.
No, I
guess.
You want to talk
Lana.
Talk about long movies. That's a long movie.
You know why I watched Gandhi? Have you ever seen The 40-Year-Old Virgin when they talk about watching Gandhi? I'm not even. No,
that's why you watched
it. It's not a joke. I didn't know that was a movie. I watched 40-Year-Old Virgin. They talk about watching Gandhi, so I watched Gandhi.
That's great. Ben Kingsley. I think he won the Academy Award for that movie.
Everybody was in that movie.
I was going to say, dude, I don't want to press you on Gandhi, Solana, but I think if I ask some questions, we would debunk this.
Oh, there's no chance he's really watching.
There's no chance in the hell, bro.
This is a bag of bits. This is a bag of bits.
No
bits. I can see his bag.
I'll say you do it.
I can see his bag of bits a mile away. I don't have time, unfortunately. All right. So the movies we have given you tonight, I am giving you The Amazing Spider-Man from 2012. Crowder is giving you, what is it? The House Down by the Lane?
The Little Girl Who Lives Down the Lane. Bro, it looks great.
No, there is no little. It's The Girl Who Lives Down the Lane.
Well, it's Jodie Foster. She's not a big person.
Yeah, but don't be
The Girl Who Lives Down the Lane. Solana is giving you Gandhi, and Dan Day is giving you Apocalypse Now. All right?
All righty.
All right. You ready to accept your challenge tonight?
I am, left butt.
Nothing left for us. You did. You brought it back. Yeah. There's nothing left for it. She was so proud of herself. She's like, I brought it back. Solana says, this is the greatest sound I've ever made. Figgy, listen to this. Can you play this for Figgy? Is that the greatest sound I've ever made?
No.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit oversold. I just wanted to get an outsider opinion there. All right.
No.
There's nothing left for us to say other than. All right. We'll see you. I knew that was coming.
At the movies.
All right.
Back to the
Follow
dungeon.
Jen Figueroa on Instagram. JFig Radio. The funny thing is, Dande's not making a joke. He absolutely has a dungeon somewhere in South Florida.
Hey, Dan, save me a seat, big homie, because I know it's some fun down there.
Yeah, that's in Vegas where we stay at the is it Luxor or Excalibur? There's a remember the downstairs is called the Fun Dungeon.
Yeah.
Did you go?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, I mean they've got video games and stuff. It's not an actual.
They should call it.
So
they
you
should
didn't
call
have
it,
fun.
No, they should call it the Tobacco Dungeon.
Yeah,
all
I
it
don't
is
ever
is
have
cigarettes.
Fun at the Excalibur or Luxor. It's like staying inside an ashtray. All right, follow Jen on Instagram, JFig Radio.
I
need more of this building.
All right,
if you missed any of the show today because you were listening to the Heat game, you can use the radio.com app, use the rewind feature. George Richards from Florida Hockey Now was on with us. We had Dave Scheinen from the Washington Post, Safed Dean from the Sun Sentinel. You can go back and listen to it at your leisure. Don't forget, tomorrow, Panthers noon game on 560 WQAM The Joe, which means if you want to listen to me and Crowder at 2 o'clock, you have to listen on 790 The Ticket. All right? Understood? Capiche? Capiche. All right. Everybody have a great and safe night, and wear a mask, and we will speak with you mañana.
We've talked about this before. That damn Kyle Lowry is built like a woman. A fine woman, too.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Oh, no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.